Hey, good morning, everybody. Anton Crayley here, and welcome to another episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast from ecommercelifestyle.com. As usual, driving into the office, I think today is Wednesday, and I wanted to hop on here real quick because I'm already halfway there, which means we have 4 minutes left. But I wanted to hop on here real quick to share something that came up in a discussion I had yesterday when I was recording a podcast as a guest with one of my buddies, Josh Stanton. You might know him and his wife Jill from their company called Screw the 9 to 5. I actually have been friends with them. I mean, we first met years and years ago. It's crazy, but like probably 5 or 6 years ago out in Chiang Mai in Thailand when we were all living out there for about a year. Probably we had that kind of overlap and hanging out, doing the whole digital nomad thing. But yeah, they have a podcast and they asked me to be a guest on, so we recorded it yesterday. And we were talking about, obviously, my expertise, which is high-ticket drop shipping and e-commerce and conversions and traffic and all that fun stuff. But one of the things that came up in the discussion that I wanted to share with you was something that Josh pointed out to me. So back in the day, again in Chiang Mai, in our Thailand days, he was running a dropshipping store. So, you know, we met, told him what I was doing. He built a dropshipping store and he was selling dance poles. So, you know, those like exotic dance poles, some might call them stripper poles, but the ones he was selling, I think at least the way they were positioned, is for the workouts that people do in their own homes. So I think it still is a trend, but there's like these, I'm doing air quotes here. I know you can't see this, but I'm doing air quotes for fitness studios where people go there and yeah, they work out. So he was selling them. And he mentioned that the biggest order that he ever got on his store was for like $5,000 or $6,000. And it was someone that bought, you know, something like 10 or more of these things, right? And they bought them because they were opening one of these studios. And then he said what was so disappointing to him about that order. I mean, on one hand, it was amazing because it was a really big order. But then what happened is he emailed his supplier. He said, hey, we just got this order. I need 10 of these items shipped to this address. Need them there as soon as possible. And then the supplier said, oh, you know what? These aren't in stock right now. We're not going to have them for, I forgot what he said, you know, 4 weeks, something like that. And, you know, that hurts because when you're drop shipping, right, you don't normally, this is what the point is, you don't normally have control over inventory. And when that happens, you can run into a situation where you talk to your customer and say, hey, you know, we just checked with the warehouse and these 10 dance poles are not going to be in stock for 4 weeks. Are you willing to wait for this order? We'll be sure you get the first shipment. You know, how would you like to proceed, right? So you can do that. You can offer them a replacement item if you sell anything else that's similar. A few different ways to handle it. Of course, they're all covered in detail in Dropship Lifestyle, my e-commerce training program. So if you're listening to this and you're still not a part of that, go to dropshiplifestyle.com, click on courses, and definitely get enrolled. Also, check out the done-for-you option if you want my team to literally build your site for you. But that's where we go in depth on all this training. So dropshiplifestyle.com, click e-commerce courses, you can get enrolled, or you can apply for our Done For You program where we can literally build it for you. But yeah, back to this, what I said, okay, you know, here's what I would recommend that you would have done back then in that situation. What I told Josh during our conversation yesterday, I would say if this became a common theme where you were getting orders, maybe they were from studios where it was these bulk orders, maybe it was from even just individual buyers. And if you find this to happen with different suppliers where you're constantly in this waiting game of, oh yeah, it's going to be 2 weeks till we get it back, it's going to be 4 weeks. And if that's costing you money because you're having to cancel orders, then the first thing that I would do in that situation is reach out to my contact at the supplier, at the dropshipper, and I would say, listen, we like your products. Obviously, customers do as well, but this lead time just isn't working. It's losing us money. So what we would like to do is work out a deal where we can pre-purchase inventory that you hold in your warehouse. So we still want you to dropship. We still want to work on the same exact model where you're holding inventory and shipping it to our customers, but we don't want to run into these inventory delays. So what we'd like to do is pre-purchase and, you know, fill in number of units here based on your business and your demand, but we would like to pre-purchase, let's just say, 25 units a month that we can guarantee will be in stock with our names on it. Now, the way we'd like to do this, we know you don't have them right now, but let's figure out what the lead time is from your manufacturer, from your factory, and let's go ahead and we can put down a deposit on these items and pay the balance as they're fulfilled. So by doing this, what happens? Oh, there are three big police trucks outside my office building right now with their lights on. All right, we'll see what's going on in there. Hopefully everything's all right. But yeah, you have that conversation with them again. How long you want to, what the deposit is. Maybe you're giving them a 30% deposit to have these items go into manufacturing, to have them held for you. Again, the amount of units you want them to hold per month. That's something that you're going to have to talk to them about based on the volume you're selling. One key point here, if you're thinking like, Anton, how am I going to do that when I have no idea how many of these things I'm going to sell? Well, yeah, at that point, you're not doing this. You're doing this after you're running into these supply issues, and then you're addressing it head on this way. It'll mean even if you do this, it'll mean even when your suppliers, when your competitors don't have access to inventory, you do. So that means you're going to get all those sales from people that need things fast. It means you're going to be over this waiting game and having to break the news to customers that things aren't in stock. And ultimately what it means is your business is going to be more profitable and you're going to have more money in the bank every month. So guys, again, if you want more information on exactly how to do this, what we say, who to reach out to, where to get these suppliers, where to get the traffic to begin with, go to dropshiplifestyle.com, click on courses, either get enrolled in my coaching program or apply for our Done For You program where we build it for you. I am at the office. It seems like everything is cool because the police are on the other side of the building. So I'm going to go in the main entrance and hope everything's good. So hope you all have a great Wednesday, very successful. And I will talk to you all in the next episode of the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See you, everybody.